100 Word Stories.
Good morning, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at One A Day Until the Day I Die.com. If you're keeping track of my various maladies, nearly all of them are resolved after God knows how long. Just one left. Just my left side is. Pressing the elbow and all that, but who knows, maybe it's a heart condition. I don't know. Cardiologist last time said, no, everything's fine after the stress test, so I'm just one more. One more issue, and maybe I'll go down to the Dolly Museum. Of course, Tampa's a mess, so probably not. I don't know, but it would be nice to just everything's fine. That's what I'd like to feel. Although, now that I'm, I don't even want to say the number. Whatever. Enough of me rambling and whatever. The 100 Word Stories podcast weekly challenge is where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. And the topic this week was the pick two, although you could have said Halloween. Throwaway, Flight, Once More with Passion, Blood Pressure, Engine, and Roast. And now that I'm in the house, I got to decorate for Halloween, the front yard. And, okay, it's lazy inflatables, and I haven't carved any pumpkin, and maybe I should pick up a pumpkin just to carve. I don't know. Maybe I'll go to Walmart and pick up a few. The center of the universe is Walmart, I guess. Anyway, let's hear the stories, and I'll be back in a bit.
This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com. This is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 966. It's a pick two challenge. Here's my story. Mrs. Withybottom shouted from upstairs, "Father's awake, and he's thrashing around." At her voice, a butler stepped into the entry and frowned. Linoleum Amanda asked, "What should we do?" Bilbert took out his phone. "I'm calling an ambulance." An eternity later, a fire engine and ambulance roared up the drive. The paramedics raced up the stairs with a stretcher. Huddled below the stairs, they clearly heard one of the medics shout, "His blood pressure is falling. We need to get him to the hospital right now." Moments later, they were hurrying down the stairs with Mr. Withybottom strapped to the gurney. Thanks for entering, and we hope you win. Something like that. See you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
I had no idea what the smell was, but although it was rather strong, it wasn't particularly unpleasant, and it wasn't the sort of smell you'd normally associate with car problems. So I simply carried on driving, anxious to get home and start cooking supper for the family. Finally, I pulled into the driveway and got out of the car. The smell was much stronger now, and it seemed to be coming from the engine bay. Turned out to be some sort of animal. Cat, dog, fox? I really couldn't tell. Perfectly roast on the engine block. That's supper, sorted.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called Stress Tests, Lungs of Fire. The doctor threw away the first EKG. he cried, once more with passion. The treadmill rose towards the ceiling. I became quite lightheaded. A flight of angels circled around my eyes. Giant gears spun below my feet like some medieval engine of the Inquisition, demanding the truth, rooting out my paper-thin cover story. Blood pressure nearly at critical escape velocity. Breaking free from the gravitational pull of our celestial body, yelled the nurse over the roar of the wind. My toast will be roast if you crank that infernal machine an angle higher, I gasped. Somewhere a fuse blew. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are. Done.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. The very moment the Ferris wheel started rotating, there was this weird grumbling sound, followed by a sharp, metallic groan. He yelled, "Get me out of here!" to no avail. His blood pressure hit the roof when he heard a snapping sound. That was it. He was going to die. The wheel tilted to one side and crashed against the rocks. Yes, thank you, God. I just broke my back, my legs, and an arm, but I'll be fine. Why, you may ask? Well, insurance. A fortune. He never told anyone about that wrench he had stuck in the engine. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. It's Richard. And for my pick two topics, I've chosen flight and engine. It's called Fear of Flying. I've always been terrified of flying. I know you can probably quote statistics that say it's safer than crossing the road, or more people die from being kicked by donkeys than in plane crashes. But I really don't find that reassuring. As far as I'm concerned, there's a million things that can go horribly wrong on a flight. What if an engine were to catch fire, or the plane were to be taken over by terrorists? It's not as if you can take cover or make a hasty exit to safety. Perhaps I shouldn't have chosen to be a pilot. All done. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
I barely drive my car, and when I drive it, I don't go too far. It's a plug-in hybrid, and I'm almost always driving on electric. I barely go 1,000 miles a year. I get an alert that my car is 5 months overdue for maintenance. I dismiss it, but there's a little icon on the dash with a warning symbol. It's not a check engine light or a low tire pressure alert, so everything is fine. If it's not, the car wouldn't start. And I can call the shop to come pick it up and fix the problem.
And there you have it. All the 100-word stories that were sent in this week on that pick two topic. The next topic is safe, which could be a noun, could be a verb, who knows. Your call, your decision. You go the direction you want to go on this and be creative. And hopefully you have a safe Halloween out there or whatever alternate or whatever of Halloween you want to celebrate, go for it. Just keep it cool. Yeah, all sorts of stuff in the headlines. Who knows? Just live. Anyway, thank you all for listening and being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.